Welcome to another edition of the Gold Nose Podcast. I am your host, Gregory McCoy. This podcast is by a fan for fans. I am not a journalist. I am not a reporter. I am not an insider. I do not work for a website. The majority of my content comes from me, in my opinion. Other information comes from the internet. Today is July the 8th, 2020. I got about 5 different segments here for this episode. I hope you enjoy it. First segment. For this first non-Florida State segment, will Cam Newton adapt to the Patriot way? It's going to be really interesting if the season is played. You know, you've had, and I think I've spoke on this before, but I've never like had it as a segment, so that's why I wanted to do it. But you've had other players come in there, Chad Johnson, Randy Moss, Corey Dillon, Junior Seau, you've had a lot of different personalities come to the Patriots, and all of them just assimilate to the Patriot way. And I don't think Cam Newton's going to be any different. I think in the long run, it's going to make him a better player. So I just feel like, hey, man, you're in a great organization right now. There's nowhere to go but up. So, you know, you just have to take advantage of the coaching, take advantage of the championship environment, and, you know, just go out and play your game and be smart. Realize that you're 31 years old. It's not 2010 when you were 21 years old. And, you know, just play your game. And I think he's going to be all right, man. I think the offense he's going to be in is predicated on getting the ball out of your hands really fast, running the football, and every once in a while taking a shot. And we'll see what happens. But I think Cam Newton is smart enough that he knows that he has to come in and do it the Patriot way. So we'll see what happens. Next segment is entitled, Will Antonio Brown Get Signed? I don't know. I really don't know. He's had a lot of drama the last 12 months, man. A lot of drama. Unnecessary drama. You know. Ultra talented player, superb route runner, great hands, great speed, but you know, he's just got, I don't know what's going on in his head though. So I wouldn't sign him to a long-term deal. I would do like a 1-year deal with incentives. And just see how he acts. I mean, but if he was to go like to Kansas City and get with Tyreek Hill, man, that would be so insane. It wouldn't even be fair, would it? So I think he should have never left Pittsburgh. Him or Le'Veon Bell. I think that was just, you know, because Le'Veon Bell has pretty much been anything but Le'Veon Bell since he's went to the Jets. And Antonio Brown is, you know, through his own fault, just not been the same guy since he's left Pittsburgh. But we'll see what happens. That's why we play the game. And hopefully he'll get signed and he can get back out there and start making those big time plays again. Moving on to the Florida State stuff. First Florida State segment is entitled, Is Florida State the Second Best Team in the ACC? I don't think they are, man. I think it's Clemson, Miami, Virginia Tech, Virginia, and then maybe Florida State. Just based on last season's information and, play. I mean, we haven't added anybody besides a new coach that I think is significant enough from the player aspect to say, okay, this is something that's going to make us, you know, top two in the ACC. You know, they've added a lot of transfers. They've added a lot of fifth-year senior transfers that are going to come in and play immediately. And we'll see if that helps us improve. If we can get, you know, 2, 3, 4 more wins and go 9-3 or something like that. 10-2. Like I said before in previous episodes, if Norvell comes in and does that, man, you back up the Brinks truck. If he just gets his, if all your games are close and you go 6-6, that's a phenomenal season. If you can just be competitive with Clemson for 4 quarters, like North Carolina did Mack Brown's first year, if you can just do that, that's a win for Florida State. But to, you know, to answer the question again, I don't think they're the second best team in the ACC. I think they're like number 5 or number 6. Just like I said before, based on what I seen last season. No significant upgrades at the offensive line spots. All your significant upgrades pretty much have been at on defense. You've added some tight ends. You've added some running backs, but if you can't block it up, it really doesn't make a difference. I mean, it's going to be basically when you're passing, drop back one step and throw. Your quarterback's not going to have really any time to read, just based on the last 3 years now. I mean, you can go back to Francois getting destroyed, Blackman getting destroyed, and Hornibrook getting destroyed, just whoever was back there. So I really do think that, you know, we got to improve on the offensive line before we can move up to the second best team in the ACC. So let me know what you think about that segment. Next segment is entitled, "What is Florida State's identity on offense?" We don't know yet. I mean, I don't think I love Mike Norvell's offense. When it's clicking, it's a beautiful thing to watch. I watched the Memphis Cincinnati game last season. It was something special. You know, but that's the AAC, and this is the ACC, and it is a step up in competition. Now, if I had to make an educated guess based on our quarterback situation and our quarterback play, I would say that we'll probably be a running team. But if I say that, you know, I just said previously that the offensive line needs a lot of work, so I don't see how you can be a running team if you have an offensive line that needs work. You see, that's the dilemma. The offensive line that we had last season couldn't run block or pass block. Not effective enough so we could win games and sustain drives and, you know, be a competitor in the ACC. But if I had to make a decision, make a choice, I would say running team. You know, having that identity, having an identity on offense is paramount. And I hope the light bulb comes on for James Blackman this year. I really do. Because he's really the key to all of this. You know, if he has an offensive line, that's really a key component also. You know, you really can't, it really doesn't make a hill of beans who you got there at quarterback, who you got back there at quarterback, if you can't block. So, so let me know what you think about that segment, man. All right. What color, the next segment is entitled, What Color Combinations Uniforms I Like and Why? I like the all white. I like the all maroon. I like the white jerseys with the maroon pants. Oh, I'm sorry, garnet. Not maroon, garnet. I just have a habit of saying maroon just because it looks like maroon and not garnet. But I know they did the all black. I didn't like the all black. I don't like when they wear the garnet jerseys with the white pants and the gold helmets. I think that's tacky. Obviously the gold helmet, gold pants, and garnet jerseys is the classic look. Same thing with the white jerseys. Gold helmet, gold pants. So, I don't know, man. Obviously, bringing the white numbers back is a trip down memory lane. I thought they should have never went to gold numbers to start with. I don't even see why they changed anything to start with. I just think we're cursed with this with the new logo. And we'll just have to see how everything pans out, man. Because I think the uniform does make a difference. I think how you look as a team does make a difference. And you haven't seen them wear all maroon since Southern Mississippi in the Independence Bowl. It's crazy. All right, so my final segment for this episode, will COVID-19, and this is actually a sixth segment because I'm trying to fill time, will COVID-19 ruin the season? I hope it not. I hope it does not. I've seen some stuff on the internet where they have some kind of face covering for the helmet and a face shield. So hopefully we can get by with that. I mean, obviously you won't be able to do large crowds. You'll probably have to play with no fans. I don't think fans are smart enough to social distance. And what you see on the news and on ESPN, all these players at Clemson getting infected, Alabama. Those are the only ones I can think of at the moment. But I don't know, man. Then they saying the virus is mutating. That's why it's able to rage through this summer heat and humidity. So I don't know what to make of it. I mean, sports are important, but I don't want anybody out there jeopardizing their life to entertain me. You know, it's just entertainment at the end of the day. It's not worth your life. So, so let me know what you think about this episode, man. It's available on YouTube. It's available on all podcast platforms. Please wear a mask. Please social distance when you're out in public. Thank you for listening. Do your research on flu and respiratory viruses. And as always, go Noles.